mandlwako uyamdaka mama indoda kuthi beura bina
What if I was young and ginger and not chief? What if I was never prepared to love me? What if I was thinking of death and not peace? Cold heart living with fear and can't breathe. What if I didn't move with the north side? If I had a problem being cool with a horse ride? If I couldn't do what we all like? If I never knew Ngulungu na Matoswa? And all our time was it missed me. I'm focused on my daughters and my son and they missed me. If Zuma wasn't part of the big three. If Solomon Matango had quick feet. If Tito ain't decided to give me a gift. You gotta think about it, what if everybody tried to forgive? If I had not inspired a generation of writers to celebrate, I'm a lang of a quit. Mama.
What if God did? Ahorike, today is a Saturday, ne? Ota tu injwenge. Oshi matashende na we. Alright, my beloved. Atu teninga maganoga samwere. And then after that, we're going to dive into the conversations. But also, ladies and gentlemen, you understand the protocol most. The protocol is that for the first hour, we're just chilling. We're just cruising. We are just panda popi panda ready.
Kakalo no kana andaira nako I say tanditara. Nditara mwene ndi sunye mkalo ni kuraturare kala kameme. Mala ni kuraturare kala kameme.
Magano o wihuranga ankero o nenge otorara ni kutu. What's up? Ladies and gentlemen, we are most having a nice time out here. Oh. Shumata shishatane. Andi atwe pipindi.
Onkundana ombanawa kani hauto. Owapumba oshimaliwa menderelo. Ndele ouna oshendiso. Ouna anironga yapumbwa okufutwa. Ashike mboka ina onjodoe otaende kashona. Gero onkaramwenyo te inyengana, otukesh, ote inengi, ompu. Tu etena o hauto e, etopewa e presendo a mirongo nenantano, dongushu yoshi endito shoe. Mure ashike, uenintetiro mirongo nenantano. Ino pumbwa oka payslip nenge o statement ayombanga, o hauto yoye ashike. Mona omula, oshimariwa, ethimbo weshi pumbwa. Tu dengera nena, ko, nora hamano imwe, ne nora, Hamano, Heari Hamano. Ano, ko, Nora Hamano Yume, ne Nora, Hamano, Heari Hamano. O Shipulera, ko, Otokesh.
Get social.
Yo no tengo la mente,
I'm too shy to. What am I supposed to do when your body's calling? Loving that type of you. And I tried to play with something so special. Know that I'll be a fool. That's too fat, know just what to do with it. Control it. I'm in the middle of the party, but all I'm thinking about is you. 100 million shawties, but you make it easy to choose. How many men wish they could wake up right next to you? Oh, baby, bring it closer. I know just what to do. You're the baddest in the room. The baddest in the room. The way that you move, I'm focused on you. Oh, the baddest in the room. I'm 5 shots in right now, and all I see is you. Work it, work it, work it, work it, baby. I know it's been a while for you, baby. No, you won't give it up if it ain't me, if it ain't me. You know that we locked in. And your body is my girl forever. Don't take it from me, you know better. Won't compare to you, girl, I'll never. I'm in the middle of the party, but all I'm thinking about is you. 100 million shawties, but you make it easy to choose. How many men wish they come with the right next to you? Oh, baby, bring it closer. I know just what to do. You're the baddest in the room, the baddest in the room. The way that you move, I'm focused on you. Oh, the baddest in the room. I'm 5 shots in right now, and all I see is you. The baddest in the room, the baddest in the room.
The way that you move,
I'm focused on you.
Work it, work it, work it, work it, baby. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the number in studio is 083-288-401 in case you would like to call in and request a song. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing the most in our hour. We're doing the most. We're doing the most. It is a Saturday. Shashino otunenyara okwinyengeningaka. That is what it is.
Comme ça qu'on avance. Mets ton cœur sans mal. Tu vas vite pour pas perdre le time.
Vite de ce monde.
Car si on saute, les marchands s'écroulera. Tu me l'avais promis, bébé. Prenons le temps avant de s'engager. Ton amour, guette pas l'horloge. Vive faut de l'horloge. On se concentre sur le time. Pardon, bébé, faut pas me précipiter. Pour me rencontrer, mes parents face après.
Doucement, mama, doucement, mama. Allons doucement, mama. masango ngingene kizi isketele wena 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 yeah, yeah. Fulega masango ngingene kizi isfunela wena 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 wena
wena wena wena wena wena
Jabula, when you let off soul, Sebe figure won't give a columa. When Miss Sandra Sammy, winter goes so yummy.
For month-end magic at WB. Get a 1 kg Jungle Oats for only $37.99. 2 times 1.5 kg Real Good Mixed Chicken for $149.99 with Smart Buy. 5 kg Nice Rice for only $94.99 with Smart Buy. 2.2 kg Surf Hand Washing Powder for $49.99. And a Huggies Dry Comfort Value Pack for only $154.99. See all our month-end specials at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Between us, oh, yeah. Distance between our bodies. So much distance between us. in between us. Get me on the floor. I be up late night talking like a smooth operator. Losing all control. I need that boom boom right now. Yeah. Got me in the open like a drop top Chevy in a Gucci low. I'm trying to put you in that red. So girl, don't get ghosted. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Chicken, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Got them closer to me.
Got them closer to me.
So much distance between us.
Shoulder when you cry, I hear your voices when you call.
Oh, feels like the first touch. We're still getting closer, baby. Can't get close enough. Still holding on. You're still number one. I remember the smell of your skin. I remember everything. I remember all your moves. I remember you, yeah. I remember the nights. You know I still do.
Calling me, I just don't reply. See, this exactly what what you did. You ruined me for everybody. You ruined me for everybody. Whoa. Bye bye. Good riddance for the last time. So you can charge and try, try, try. Maybe you can get it right. Maybe you can be mine. You can be mine. Ruined me for everybody. You ruined me for everybody. For the last time, so you can try, try. Oh. Baby, get it right next time. Get it right. Different time, baby. You ruined me for everybody. You ruined me for everybody.
You ruined me for everybody. May is almost over, my dear. May sha ahurune. Then we are done with May and then we start with June. Tomorrow is officially the first day of June, ladies and gentlemen. So we are going to be officially in the middle of the year. At the end of June, we're going to be in the middle. We would have done now 6 months down of 2025 and 6 months left. So what are you thinking about? What are your thoughts? Like, what are you going to do for the next 6 months? You know, I asked want to know. I'm just asking for a friend, because how you gonna act like that though?
Oh yeah. Mm. Oh yeah. It like just the other day that we hooked up. I was driving, you was walking, and I swooped you up. From that moment on, I knew you were the one. Yeah. I was single, you was lonely, and we fell in love. We would sit and talk for hours about anything. Baby, you hang up, no, you hang up on 3 hang up. I bought your whip, I paid your rent, I gave you everything. Said you'll always be my baby, then you bounce. How you gonna up and leave me now? How you gonna act like that? How you gonna change it up? We just finished making up. How you gonna act like that? How you gonna act like we don't be making love? You know we be tearing it up, breaking stuff that get love. How you gonna trip? How can you forget? How you gonna act like that? Girl, I never thought that loving you was hard. I did everything a good man would to make it work. You should've told me you had second thoughts, yeah. Like before I put the down on the house we bought. Now I'm thinking you and me was a mistake. But then it hits me and I'm missing all the love we made. Girl, I know that you've been going through some things, yeah. But the sun is always shining even when it rains. I'll be the one you kick it to. I'll be the one that misses you. I'll be the one to ease your pain. I'll be the one you want to gain, yeah. You'll be the one who can't forget. You'll be the one that's shedding sand. You'll be the one I can't deny. You'll be the one that makes me cry. How you gonna act like that? How you gonna change up? We just finished making up. How you gonna act like that? How you gonna act like we don't be making love? You know we be turning up, breaking stuff that get on love. How you gonna trip? How can you forget? How you gonna act like that? I'm willing to do anything just to keep you in my arms. I messed around and gave up everything. I thought we'd never part. I was a player and I made the choice to give my heart to you. And I gotta keep it that way. How you gonna up and leave me now? How you gonna act? Hey. Change it up, just making up. How you gonna act? How you gonna act? Like we don't be making love. Oh. break yourself that ghetto love. Hey, how you gonna treat? Hey, how can you forget? Yeah. How you gonna act like that?
Happen to own a car? Creditors delaying and contractors need to be paid? When life throws you a rainy day, AutoCash got your back. Park your car and get up to 45% of its value within 45 minutes. No payslip, no bank statement, just the car. Moolah when you need it. Call us today on 061-400-676. That is 061-400-676. AutoCash, it's that simple.
Don't know when my nights became so complicated. Can't recall my mornings ever being this faded. Baby, this is karma, definition of jaded. Oh, this stays on my mind, this stays on my mind. Trying to put a muzzle on my crazy feelings. 1 minute I'm cool and then it makes I'm tripping. With somebody new, I swear she don't deserve this. Wasted on my mind, she stay on my mind. Till we build it up, just to let it wash away. Tell me, did I lace you up, just to watch you run away? Tell me who, who's getting all my love, who's getting all my love? Tell me who, who's getting all my time, all of that used to be mine, oh. Who did you teach what I taught you? Better not give him my nickname. I don't like thinking about it, I swear that it's wearing me down, no. Tell me who, who's getting all of my, who's getting all of my residuals? Who's getting my residuals? Lady Clay didn't wanna see the sequel. I was lying when I said the feeling's mutual. Took some time to realize we're different people.
Onkundanga ombwanawa kani hauto. Owapumbwa oshimaliwa meendelelo ndele owuna osheenditho. Owuna aaniilonga ya pumbwa okufutwa. Ashike mboka yena oondjodoye otaye ende kashona. Ngele onkalamwenyo tayi nyengana, Autocash otayi ningi ompu. Tu etela ohauto yoye eto pewa epresenda 45 dongushu yosheenditho shoye. Muule ashike wominitetilo 45. Ino pumbwa oka payslip nenge o statement ayombanga. Ohauto yoye ashike. Mona omula oshimaliwa ethimbo weshi pumbwa. Tu dengela nena ko 061 600 7 ano ko 061 600 7 oshipulela ko Autocash.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access
the internet? A smile on your face, let's...
Love.
right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? My name is Elizabeth, and we will be doing the most when it comes to our conversation today. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's this dad theory that when we talk about parental abundance, no? Not abundance, abandonment. Yeah. When we talk about parental abandonment, ladies and gentlemen, please take note that it is not only fathers that abandon people. It is not only fathers at all. It is every single parent. And also, please take note that you can be abandoned while your parents are together. I was listening into the conversation that Mike was having prior to my show, and they were talking about single mothers, and they were talking about single parenting and the pros and the cons of single parenting. And the one idea that is universal is that it was not by intention, it was by circumstances. It was not by intention, it was by circumstances. And this goes in alignment with the abandonment conversation that we're trying to have, especially around the dad theory or the mom theory. The idea behind abandonment is just that you were left alone in one way or another. You were left alone. Somebody ditched you and you were left alone, like to do whatever you needed to do in order to survive, in order to eat, in order to nurture yourself, in order to survive your emotions, in order, it, any kind of survival, right? You were left by yourself. You were abandoned. Like somebody giving birth to you, putting you in a box and putting you on the doorstep of the church. You understand? Those are the types of abandonments that we would think is what abandonment is. But in its true essence and its true form, it isn't always physical. Now, I know here, in this country, and if you guys are men out there and you guys are wondering why these children are acting out, and you guys have children left, right, and center dropping them like seeds, and you wonder why some of your children are just not excelling and they have different kinds of issues, maybe this is also part of the issue. We have this understanding that you have to be in my life in order for me to not feel abandoned. But there are so many people that are suffering from abandonment issues, and they don't even know that they have abandonment issues because their parents were both active. Their parents were both there. They didn't come from a single parent household, because it is easy to point fingers when there is only one parent. Then you would say, yeah, I have abandonment issues because my father wasn't there, or I have abandonment issues because my mother wasn't there, because I grew up in a one-parent household. But what about those that grow up in two-parent households and they have abandonment issues? Then what happened there? Because they grew up with both their parents, right? They're supposed to be perfect, but then they're not. It's because abandonment is not upping and leaving only. Abandonment is not deciding to not be in somebody else's life, and this person needed you and wanted you and thought highly of you. No. Abandonment is literally an action. It is an action, and this action in itself causes the emotion, or the feeling of being abandoned or being neglected or being unwanted. That is what happens. So there are people that have passive aggressive parents, the type of passive aggressive parents that we see in, I don't think the Vambuzalis are really passive. Yeah, they are passive aggressive, but you find those that, that tend to blame you for the departure of somebody else. Now imagine you are 6 years old, you are 7 years old, and somebody is telling you that you are the reason that somebody left them. You would believe it, because you don't picture them to be liars. You would believe it. You would soak it all in. You would take it all in. You would think it's all you, because they have so much power and they are grown-ups. But truth is that's not how it went down. That's not what happened. And we don't grow up to go and investigate our emotions. We grow up and we remain 6 years old, 7 years old, 10 years old in some areas of our lives forever because we don't actually want to go back to those areas because it's painful, it's dark, it is uncomfortable, but you can only find out the dynamics of things when you go back into that space. Asking real questions like, what type of relationship did you guys have? Because if your relationship was toxic and lethal, then it was never bound to work. Whether I existed or I didn't exist, it was still not bound to work. And also, right, in adulting, we have learned to see people for who they are, right? And sometimes we do umbrella them under the shadow of perfection because they stayed. But just because the parents stayed doesn't mean that they were the better parent. Maybe they were so bad that the other parent had to leave so that they can have peace. And we all know what peace is. So, for example, when we look at Namibian women, Namibian women are, yo. If I had to put all of you guys in a box in accordance to majority, right? If I had to put all of you guys in a box and I would say it is in accordance to majority, not because you're actually like that, but because of majority from what I've seen and experienced, I would say Namibian women are toxic. Namibian women are violent. Namibian women are abusive. Namibian women are lethal with a beautiful face. It's like having the lethal injection, but the lethal injection is covered in glitter and candy and all the beautiful things like Powerpuff Girls, you know, without the secret ingredient. And that is how I picture Namibian women. Namibian women are not the nicest. Namibian women are not Namibian women are protected by the law. Namibian women are protected by society. Namibian women are protected because of their pom-poms, right? We protect the woman because of her vagina. And that is grounds enough. So she can slap you and beat you around and nothing happens because nobody is going to say anything about her. But when you do it, it's something else. So now imagine having a mother like that. Because Namibian women are mothers. They're not just daughters. They're not just wives. They're mothers. So if you have this person with toxic traits like that, they talk down. If a woman is talking down to a man, it's not because she didn't learn how to love and she didn't grow up in a two-parent household. That is why she doesn't know how to love a man and that's why she can answer. It is because she's just like that. Wherever it comes from, okay. She doesn't mind because she didn't do any research about it to go and find a way to become more gentle, to become more aware of other people's emotions. She just doesn't care. That's why I say we put them in that box. So now, do you think that if she talks like that to her partner, do you think that she's not talking like that to her kids? It's only that the partner won't stand for it. But the kids, as we are standing for it, hey, we're being beaten left, right, and center. You don't know if it is discipline anymore or it's child abuse. But that's your mom. And you are trying to tell me that she's the one that loves. She's the one that loves because she stayed because somebody else left. But even if it was you that was dating a person that was aggressive, that was beating you down, that was never motivating, that was draining too much, wouldn't you leave? Because I know exes of yours that you have left for less. Small problems. Eh? Like, yeah, he didn't call me back. I'm over it. Yeah, you have left people for that, but yet big things like this apparently your pops was just supposed to stay. Apparently, he wasn't supposed to stay and make it work for me because
You want to be with a crazy person, because at the end of the day, this person is going to drive me crazy. And where does that craziness go if it doesn't ooze into the family that I'm creating? It's not that they are bad wives, right? It trickles down. It trickles down to being bad mothers as well. Because there's so many newspaper clippings, right, that talk about a mother and her boyfriend sell the daughter to a sangoma for the skin and the eyes. The only person that's related to that child is the mother. The other one, maybe he's just malicious. He's just a boyfriend after all. What's her name? Jocelyn. Mm-hmm. They're in South Africa. The only person that's related to this child is the mother. And the mother was also in it. She was, I do not believe that you can be coerced like that. Not unless it's in you. And where it comes from is also something that we have to dig in. Because we have to understand where we come from in order for us to have an idea of where we want to go. Because if we let the wind blow us into the direction that the wind wants to blow us, then the likelihood of us just being pushed around willy-nilly is extremely high. So the dad theory is that because you left, or because you are not here in my life, you are bad. But the truth is not that. The truth is looking at it honestly. So is the dad, or is the person, the parent that leaves, really bad? Is the parent really bad? Because we have to observe the one that stays. We have the savior syndrome. You know, when you have been abused, right? When you have been abused eventually, especially by a narcissist, when you have been abused, eventually you start loving the abuser. You start feeling something. Stockholm syndrome. You start feeling something for the abuser. You know you don't want the abuse, but even when you go out, the likelihood of you going back is very high. People that have been kidnapped and been held as sex slaves for years, right, have found themselves missing the abuser. Like, the abuser. And you ask yourself, like, why? How could you miss somebody that was chaining you up and violating you and beating you? How could you miss such a person? The answer is, I don't know. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it's happening. I don't know why it's happening, but I know it's happening. So, when we are diving into abandonment issues, I think that we have to look at the concept of abandonment and how we as a people view abandonment. Many of us walk around with the title as if it's a badge, and we use it as a crutch in order for us to escape true responsibility of being a human being in an active society that requires our participation in it in order for us to grow it, mold it, and make it better. When we don't want to participate in things that bring up change, growth, and freedom, we hold on to our identifiers and cling on to them and create a false notion of trauma. So if you suffer from abandonment issues, right? Let's just go into it a little bit. If you suffer from abandonment issues, because I speak more about the dads, because it is very unlikely for the mothers here in Namibia to leave. Not impossible, not unimaginable, not happening, but majority of the people that are raising children in this country are women. Some are raising them by the side of men, and some are raising them single-handedly. that's the majority. And because of that alone, for whatever reasons, right, they are put on a pedestal of single mom that is amazing, regardless of her true persona and true, true nature in all of this. This is why it is, it's one of those.
From by my night, baby, I'm by. I've been drinking more alcohol for the past 5 days. Did you check on me? Now did you look for me? I walked in the room, eyes are red, and I don't smoke banga. Did you check on me? Did you check on me? Now did you notice me? Nobody we know the paranoia. Cause I put a smile on my face, a facade you can never face. And if you don't know me well at all, you won't see how buried I am inside my grave. Inside my grave. Cause you see people don't really know you. They don't really know you. Cause you see people they don't really know you. They don't really know. Last time, so you can charge up, baby, here and there.
sleep is night. Sometimes I wonder how it happened all of a sudden. You're ruining me for everybody. I wake up in the morning, different girls be on my line, constantly be calling me, I just don't reply. See, this exactly what you did. You ruined me for everybody. You ruined me for everybody. Whoa.
People say I'm the life of a party, 'cause I tell a joke or two. Now loud and heartache, deep inside I'm blue. So take a good look at my face. You'll see the smile looks out of place. Give you the closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears.
Make it easy to choose. How many men wish they could can't wake up right next to you. Oh, baby, bring it closer. I know just what to do. You're the baddest in the room. The baddest in the room. The way that you move, I'm focused on you. Oh, the baddest in the room. I'm 5 shots in right now, and all I see is you. Work it, work it, work it, work it, baby. I know it's been a while for you, baby. No, you won't give it up if it ain't me, if it ain't me. You know that we locked in. Say your body is my girl forever. Don't take it from me, you know better. Won't compare to you, girl, I'll never. I'm in the middle of the party, but all I'm thinking about is you. 100 million shawties, but you make it easy to choose. How many men wish they could wake up right next to you? Oh, baby, bring it closer. I know just what to do. You're the baddest in the room. The baddest in the room. The way that you move, I'm focused on you. Oh, you're the baddest in the room. I'm 5 shots in right now, and all I see is you. Focus on you. Ten shots in right now. Now that one is you. I'm not afraid to
Y pase coche casa y más de calla y rey. Chico un coche antima banco. Si chile pita baby ni fulani o de cuba ma banco. Y yo chile que chile ya. Chantima banco y rey. Si chile pita baby ni fulani o de cuba ma banco. Fidel. Atibana kwa yi kuda. Nesena la funa.
Ladies and gentlemen, how are you guys doing? My name is Elizabeth and we are talking about self-abandonment. Now, self-abandonment is defined as a pattern of neglecting or rejecting one's own needs and desires and feelings. So how do you neglect your own desires and feelings and your own self? How do you reject yourself? How could you possibly abandon yourself? Like, you are with yourself every day. You would never think that, oh, I'm with myself every day. How can I be abandoned? Maybe you don't check in with yourself. You don't check your emotional state. You don't check the emotions. You sweep it under the rug. If somebody hurts your feelings, you don't necessarily acknowledge that they hurt your feelings. You sweep it under the rug and pretend as if they didn't hurt your feelings. And this is now not something that they did to you only, but something that you're doing to yourself by not addressing the elephant in the room, by not feeling your feelings or talking about your feelings or expressing that your feelings were hurt. Now, it's not in every situation where we can we can blatantly tell people that, oh, you hurt my feelings over there, and I would like for that to not reoccur, for that to not happen again. I would really appreciate it if you did not hurt my feelings in that way anymore. It's not an easy task to do, and we can't blame ourselves for how people react and receive what we give, and also how we convey the message. So sometimes it's not a matter of addressing the other person. It is also acknowledging that you were hurt, in acknowledging that you are happy, acknowledging that you are angry, acknowledging that you were nervous, acknowledging your feelings. And when you don't acknowledge your feelings, what happens is that you put them in this little box, especially bad feelings, right? Because happy feelings, when they come out, they come out. And nobody really sees the aftermath of happy feelings, because everybody wants to be in a happy state. Everybody wants the joy to last for as long as it can. And everybody wants to live in a blissful moment, even if that moment is just short-lived. Everybody wants to be in that moment. That's why people dive into addictions for that little glimpse of relief, that little glimpse of happiness, that little glimpse of feeling nothingness or feeling joy or feeling any emotion apart from sadness, anger, and all the bad emotions. So what happens now with the bad feelings is that you put them in a cage, or you put them under your bed, or you put them under your pillow, and eventually they become a mountain. When they become a mountain, they come back and haunt you, because now they are oozing everywhere. They are rolling out. It's like having a mountain under your pillow. Every time you lay on it, a rock falls off, sand crumbles down, plants are de-rooted. That is exactly what happens to you when you decide to ignore your feelings, especially your bad feelings. That's exactly what happens to you, because one day you're going to lay on your mountain with your pillow, and your pillow is just going to sink all the way to the bottom, and everything is going to be out. That is why they say things like, oh, he did it in a moment of rage. Why was he outraged? Not unless he has been dealing with stressful situations that he has not really been a part of or experiencing. And now a small thing just ticks this person off, and this person goes on a rampage. I wouldn't say that it is momentary insanity, but it comes pretty close if we are looking at it from a layman's perspective. If we are looking at it from the outside, what would most probably cause a boy to one day just wake up and decide that everyone here is going to get killed, everyone here is going to be cut up in pieces, everyone here is going to be shot down? What would make a child decide to get a revolver and go and shoot up the whole entire school, if not these little issues that are not addressed, like bullying and feeling bad and etc.? So we are diving into that, and we are seeing exactly where this fast car is going to take us.
You get a fast car, I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal, maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car, I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs, finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's
daddy's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. Wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Sell, drink, and date at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. They've got no plans, they ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How you guys all doing? Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about self-abandonment and we're talking about how we could possibly be the ones to abandon ourselves. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we said the definition is a pattern of neglecting or rejecting one's own needs, desires, and feelings. So how would you neglect or reject your own feelings? By rejecting it, I would say is by not acknowledging that you feel the way you feel, by not seeing that you feel the way you feel, by not feeling the way you feel, by making it seem as if it is not a big issue, it is not a big deal. Have you ever been in a situation where a family member or a friend hurts your feelings or publicly humiliates you and you brush it off and laugh? Like it is not that bad, or you just want the moment to end. So you know that if you confront this person, then this person is going to make it a big issue and you don't want that kind of attention. And then you just kind of sink into the shadows and sink into yourself and keep quiet and not talk about it. That is exactly what we're talking about, neglecting your feelings. Because at the end of the day, you feel the way you feel. Can you just acknowledge the fact that you feel the way you feel? You don't have to do much about it. It's just a matter of understanding that you do feel the way you feel. Most people go back and say, I didn't feel bad when that person insulted me. I didn't feel humiliated when that person took off the wig off my head. No, it was nothing. I even forgot about it. But how and why would you forget about something that hurt, that clearly happened? And it's something that is bad. Not unless you have a tendency of abandoning yourself. You have a tendency of treating yourself like someone you don't love. Now, when somebody hurts somebody you love, it messes with you. Like, especially if you know that the person that you love, man, is a sweetheart. If you know that the person that you love is something next to chocolate and gold, right? And somebody from wherever they come from, they come and they hurt this person. Now, many of us go and rock up and we're like, yeah, nah, no, 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 no. Why did you do that to this person? And this person deserves better. And you tell them off. There was an incident where Jay-Z, Beyonce, and what is her name? Solange. We're standing in an elevator and there is a clip where Solange just beats up Jay-Z. Obviously, it's not beat up like that, but just beats up Jay-Z. And the story behind it was that she was addressing some elephant in the room in their relationship, the relationship between Jay-Z and Beyonce. And Solange lost it and basically she defended her sister. It's not that Jay-Z was doing anything to Beyonce in that moment, but she was addressing things that Jay-Z has done to the sister. And that is what I mean. When you know your sister is a sweetheart, and then there's this person that is just treating your sister like what, and you are like, nah, man, even at our houses, we don't treat my sister like this. And then now you are coming to treat my sister like this. That is how we defend one another. That is how we defend people we love, people we respect, people we treasure, people that we know they are valuable and worthy in our lives. They might not be giving us anything, but you don't want them to be harmed by anybody because they are very amazing people. Imagine, eh? I've also seen it with rich people. Where their help or the people that hang around with them go the extra mile. That one is for other reasons. But here, it's strictly because this person is amazing and you do it. You do it. When somebody comes and insults your fragile mother that has been nothing but kind to you guys. She has given you guys the best of her years. She has loved you guys, nurtured you guys. She has been there. She has never said a bad word about this other person. And here this person comes and then wants to mistreat her. You get into defensive mode. But now, the question is, why are you not in defensive mode for yourself? Why are you not a person that you are defending? Why are you not looking at yourself like an asset? The way you treat other people is a way that you must treat yourself. You go out there and you are the kindest person and you get home and you throw all your things on the floor. You step all over it. You get into an unmade bed and it's just a mess, right? Your life is kind of just messy. And in this mess, you are not bothered. But yet when you go and visit your aunt, you go and clean their houses spotless. You clean their home spotless. You take care of them. And when your aunt wants to give you money, you're like, me, I don't want your money. Me, I'm just here to show you appreciation. You do that for other people, nah? But you don't do it for yourself. Your room looks like a pigsty. Your place looks like a pigsty. But you stand up 7 o'clock in the morning to go and clean your aunt's place because you love her. Does that mean you don't love yourself? Does that mean you don't acknowledge your importance and you don't look at yourself as something that is valuable? Is that the real problem here? Is that the elephant in the room? If we had to talk about it. Good evening. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Not yet.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, that the abandonment story that you're talking about, is such a, it comes in the, in a very tricky form. Because one, like you said, you have that, I don't have any problem of being a bad man anymore. I don't think I have really still that man, that way.
Are you sure?
Yeah, except, of course, there were some very experiences, incidents, where one can really say they are like abandoned. But when I compare it to what I have really gained, I think it's really immaterial.
Abandonment, abandonment issues are not just issues of somebody walking away from you, Tatepwana. Abandonment issues abandonment issues are an emotion that you feel when somebody leaves, when something is taken away, when somebody doesn't fulfill a particular need that you may have. So, I would say
there's no other person who can provide that.
They are the person that you want.
Oh yeah.
It is like us having a conversation, and you need me to explain something to you, and you feel that I should get it, and I would make you understand, and I can help you.
Okay.
And then I decide that is not an important thing, and then I don't do it.
Yeah, in that manner, I think you can feel the pinch. Yeah, so because I really need your service. I really need you to present, to just to give some counseling. Yeah, so that one I understand. But the other one, maybe I was looking at their own perspective. Where one can really say, you just feel dizzy there. You are just feeling down. I know it does happen. So except when now you are separated. And then now you feel like neglected somehow. And especially when you mention issues of, you see, because sometimes in this relationship, this complex one, and you really need to manage that thing. And even in the way you relate to that particular person, let's say people in love, and then you are experiencing some kind of bitterness, experiencing abuse. And you really see that you have created this bond. And now, and everybody, many people actually, around you, the children, the society, the friends, and things like that. So they have come to, to relate to you people as well.
Yeah.
So you now to say, even though I know you are experiencing these things in your passing through this situation, and they are so bitter.
Yeah.
And you are looking at this person. And you try to reflect and say, but can't you, you are believing some good day to come, And say, now maybe you got to help her to change. Or maybe, sometimes opportunity comes, you really discuss. Because sometimes in the relationship, the people don't discuss. What they discuss is sex. Then what is sex then?
Anyways, it's not even.
Because sex is good when you get it distantly from somebody that you really know that, this one.
Okay. A personal person, yeah.
Yes, that special belonging. So that is it's in the way of confusion then. Then I don't think that relationship or love or affection will really give you some kind of benefit. So in that manner, so you now feel, if I abandon this person, if I just walk away, and you are also putting yourself in that emotion, in that situation, like, I know, you might not feel pain, or you or she might not feel that pain, but somehow, if you have been relating, it has to move you somehow. Because you are looking at these children now, and this other person now, or you're in love, and you are feeling guilty also sometimes.
Mm.
And they, all these things, dynamics, that I think they really play a role.
Mm.
And it's very, very difficult. That's why sometimes people find it very difficult to walk away in that relationship.
Yeah.
Even you know that, yes, this one doesn't really benefit you.
Mm.
So it doesn't benefit the children, neither any other thing. And you know that if there's nothing really, if you don't pay attention to these things and sort it out,
mm-hmm.
it will go nowhere.
Mm-hmm. And also part of a section within that could also be the way you look at relationships, for example. If you were abandoned, if you were abandoned as a child, according to your theory, because this is really up until a professional tells you, then this is really just your opinion and your assumption. It is not a fact. So you grow up thinking that, no, I was abandoned by my father. What did the abandonment cause? It caused this attachment, this unhealthy attachment style that you are clinging towards, partners. So every relationship that you are in, you are always the last one fighting for the relationship. The person is trying to walk away, but you are still fighting for the relationship. You even find yourself in situations where the person is having multiple partners and you know about it, but you stay.
Yeah,
and you stay and you try and make it work, but the person just keeps living their lives and you're staying, and your theory inside your heart there is that you only ever want to be with one partner in your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that this is the person that has broken your virginity, and this person is showing you flames and throwing hands, and the relationship is unhappy and you are unhappy and it's just not going anywhere. The person is not monogamous. The person is just everything bad, but you have this idea in your head that you only ever want to have sex only in your life with this, with one person. So you don't want to have multiple, you don't want to have a body count. Mm. So you can spend 10 years in that relationship. Just because of this theory that comes, this theory of, this is what I want. I never want to have sex with more than one person in my whole life. So I'm just going to stick with this one person. And then you even tell yourself things to make yourself feel better, like, the devil you know is better than the angel you don't know. And the new broom sweeps nice, but the old broom knows the corners. You tell yourself all these things, right? But it comes from an understanding of what happened to you. Somewhere along the way, your father left your mother, and or your mother, or it, and the thing is that we don't even ask parents what happened in their relationship. We just assume. So you are sitting here assuming that your father left your mother, right? Mm-hmm. But Kanti, it wasn't even your father that left your mother, it was your mother that left your father. Because she didn't want anymore this life that he was giving. And you in your heart, you are thinking, yeah, my father left us. Your father didn't leave you guys. Your mother left your father so that she can give you guys a better home. And you have never asked, so you just think that, my father left us. Okay. So now you get into relationships and you are holding on to this relationship. The relationship is showing you flames, to be honest. The relationship is beating you down and throwing away. You are half the woman that you used to be. Before you got into this relationship, you are half, like a big portion of who you are has vanished into the darkness because of this relationship, but you're holding on to it because of this small belief that you have built inside your head that you only ever want to have one sexual partner in your whole entire life, because maybe you don't want to be like your mother. Because maybe you don't want to be like your mother, or you don't despise your mother, but that's not apparently the life that you want for yourself. So you don't want to be like your mother that has four kids from different men, and you want to be different, and now you are holding on to this relationship. And it is because you have fixated on a narrative of a story that you don't actually know, and the story has caused now the emotion of abandonment within you. So now you get into this relationship and you are abandoned. Really now, you are being abandoned in real time. In real time means live location. Live location is moving with you, ne? Live location is where we are right now and where I'll be in the next 10 seconds. And live location is moving with you. So in real time, every single day of your life for 10 years, you are being abandoned every single day. Everything else is more important than you. Everything else is taking precedence. Everything else, you are being abandoned every single day. Right? And then the part where we are talking about, right, is the part where you abandon yourself. The reason you abandon yourself is because it's not really because of anything. It's not really because of anything that came from your past. It's really just not considering yourself to be a person of importance. It's not considering yourself to be as valuable as everybody else in your life. It is you putting all your issues at the back burner so that you can accommodate somebody. And the worst part is that this person doesn't notice and appreciate because this is not what they wanted. Now you are stuck within yourself and you feel terrible and you don't know how to do it. So when we are talking about self-abandonment, we're talking about abandoning ourselves. The same way you feel like somebody walked, yeah, but I didn't walk out of my family. I didn't walk away from him. Yes, you didn't physically walk away, right? But what do you call it when you push your body in front of a bullet intentionally? Is that not self-harm, self-sabotage? What do you call it when you know something's bad for you and you do it anyways? Is that not the same as not caring for yourself? Because well, if it was somebody that you loved and cared for, you would tell them, ah, no, buena, don't do that. That's bad for you. And your children, don't do that. That's bad for you. But yet, right? You don't tell this to yourself. And there are certain obstacles that can make you stay in something for 10 years and not be able to get out. There are things called finish the love. Finish the love means you have to wait until your love is depleted. When your love is depleted and your love is finished, right, then you walk away because then you can guarantee that you're not coming back. And you're not going to make a fool of yourself like that. And the problem with that one is that sometimes, right, your love is a reservoir. Sometimes your love is Lake Oshikoto. Sometimes your love is bottomless. So that would mean you would go through your whole entire life into eternity loving this person wholeheartedly because your love is bottomless. And there is no way that your love will ever run out. So you will not be capable of doing wait for the love to finish. Because no matter how much they hurt you, you have love in abundance. And that's what you think. You have enough love for the both of us, so I will keep you here. And by doing this, this is abandonment. Because you wouldn't advise your sister to stay. You wouldn't advise, because when you hear it enough times, you will know that this person is no good for your sister. And you will eventually say, which is my sister, I'm tired of giving you advice. I'm tired of looking at both sides. What I've noticed here is that this thing is not happening and you should get out. It eventually gets to that, but you don't get to that point with yourself. So when we talk about characteristics of self-abandonment, we talk about accommodating your partner's moods and needs. It's not a bad thing, right? It's only a bad thing when you accommodate something that is hurtful for you to keep the peace. Like you don't deserve peace. Like you don't deserve a grace period. Like, you don't deserve a moment of silence. Like, you don't deserve. It's the same as Tate is coming into the house and he is loud and he's what. And for years, you just take it. And you even learned that if he walks like this, then the mood is better. If he talks like this, then the mood is better. You have learned what type of person he is. But yet, this person is not willing to learn what type of person you are. So they never give you what you give out in return, ever. And sometimes you're dealing with a narcissist. So they would always want you under their thumbs for life. And you stay there. And small examples, right, of abandoning yourself. Abandoning yourself is leaving yourself in a ditch, guys. Abandoning yourself is leaving yourself in the middle of nowhere. That's abandonment. You leave yourself in the middle of nowhere where anything can happen to you and you just don't care. Or you care, but you don't care enough. Not taking a lunch break. For example, not taking a lunch break. Now, you are awarded a lunch break, right? And every single day, when lunch comes, you don't take it. And it's not because you don't want to go outside or you don't want to chill or you don't want to do what. It's because your boss keeps piling up work on your desk a couple of minutes before lunch. And you work through lunch. Like, you are not a person that needs nutrition. You are not a person that needs to eat, go to the bathroom. You're not a person. You don't treat yourself like that. You don't take your lunch because you have to do your work. And it is needed for you to breathe. But if it was your mom that is not taking lunch, which I'm not taking lunch because my boss just brought extra papers, you would tell your mother to take lunch. But when it comes to you, you wouldn't. When someone asks what's wrong and you say nothing, that is abandoning yourself. When there's something wrong and you say nothing is wrong. So this person has insulted you left, right and center. And then they come to you and find you in the kitchen with a face that is telling everything. And they ask you what's wrong and you say nothing. Is it because you don't want to address things? Is it because you don't want to stir up the pot? Is it because you are a people pleaser and you would rather have people pleased than you pleased? Because I'm sure you would find pleasure in telling somebody off, in telling somebody, right, that no, you don't do that to me. The same way you would go and fight like Solange in an elevator. You don't do that to my sister. You would do that for your sister, but you don't do that for yourself. And abandoning yourself, ladies and gentlemen, is eating last. You are eating last. Why are you eating last? You cook food and the food is there and you are eating last. After my kids and my partner have been fed. And you think that this is cute and this is lovely, right? After my children and my husband are fed, or after my children and my wife are fed, then I can eat. And what if there's nothing left? What if? What if there's nothing left and you are just, you're out there, no food, every day, because apparently you are waiting for your partner and your kids to eat. Then why don't you guys just eat? Are you not a person? Because if it was your father, you wouldn't let your father sit there and wait for everybody to eat first and then he can eat. But you do it to yourself. Why? And another form of self-abandonment is procrastinating work, then feeling like a failure. So you decide that you're not going to do work. Ah, I'll do it later. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. And then the deadline comes and you didn't do the work. And then you want to turn around and say that, oh, I'm such a failure. You are such a failure and you never even started. How are you a failure? Failure is for starters. Failure is not for non-doers. Failure is for starters. You are not a starter. You are a non-doer. So you are incapable of passing or failing. You're incapable of winning or losing. You didn't start nothing. You're not part of the race. So how are you a failure? It seems like all we want to do is have this negative self-talk all the time. We beat ourselves up constantly for no reason. No reason at all. We are beating ourselves up for nothing all the time. Do we hate ourselves? Maybe that's a question you must ask yourself. Do you like yourself? And I'm not talking about love. I'm talking about like. If you were a person outside of yourself and you ran into yourself, would you want to be your friend? Would you want to be your friend? Would you want to be in your life? Or would you think that this is too chaotic for me? If I have a clean slate, I can run. Letting other people's words take over your mind. Letting other people's work take over your mind is something absolutely bizarre. Because, what do they know? If you can't be there for yourself, if you can't be there for yourself, why do you expect the impossible from others? You want people to be in your life. You want people to love you. You want people to show up for you. You want people to do all these things for you. But you can't do the things for yourself. You don't want to show up for yourself. You don't want to put in work for yourself. You don't want to love yourself. You don't want to like yourself. And yet you want the world to love you and like you and be there for you. You want them to show up to your hospital visits, but yet you don't want to take care of your health. You want people to show up to your parties, but you don't want to be in the mood of taking care of yourself before the party. Like, guys, we all have these funny expectations of other people, and we can't even fulfill them with the bare minimum. The bare minimum is even us. Like, we are the bare minimum, but even us, 50% pass rate, we can't do it. You can't look at yourself and think that, you know what? I'm feeling stressed and I need to unwind. Let me get myself a treatment that helps my body. But when you see your mother, when you see your mother's hip giving in, all the spas in Windhoek, they know you. You run every single spa so that your mother can get a treatment. But you, when now you are walking with a limp for the past 10 years. You don't go to doctors for it. You don't go to chiropractors for it. You don't go to spas for it. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. But yet, your father's one eye is acting out of character. Eh? You are running. Doctor Dume! Everybody must be involved. Pharmacist, what you are taking from the kid's savings to fix your father's eyes. But you're still wearing your glasses from 1974. I can wait. Every single time, you're always the one that's waiting and nobody's even asking you to wait. You just put yourself in a state of, I'm going to wait. I'm putting myself at the back myself. It's not even other people that are doing it. It's all you. And you say that I want to be prioritized. How are you going to know what priority looks like when you don't prioritize yourself? So you don't know what it feels like. When somebody comes and prioritizes you, you think they are trying to dupe you, or you think they're trying to Jedi you, because I mean, they're not doing anything wrong. They're just loving you the way you're supposed to be loved. Eh? Abandoning yourself, ladies and gentlemen, is deeper than what you think. You do it every day. I'm letting my toddler determine what to do, what to eat, what to watch all day. Eh? You people's children. Your TV doesn't even know that there are other channels. Eh? Your TV is like, no, us, we only watch Coco Melon. Only. You guys, you sleep Coco Melon, you watch Coco Melon, you pee Coco Melon, you breathe Coco Melon. The whole day is Coco Melon because you are being dictated, your whole life is being dictated by a 2-year-old. And you are telling me that you are not abandoning yourself. You're not drowning into the shadows of a 2-year-old. When last did you enjoy your phone the whole entire day? You think it's just to keep this child quiet. But what happens when this child grows up and becomes a terrorist? Do you really, really think, right, that you don't have a part to play in it? Now your child goes to school and fights for other people's things because they're at home. When they fight for your things, you don't fight back because you don't care about yourself. You are neglecting yourself in so many ways, and you still want to blame your mother for leaving. You still want to blame your grandmother for leaving. You want to blame your father for dying. You want to blame parents that died, which I feel like if they abandoned me. Now, especially, when we talk about death, a lot of people don't cover this issue because it's a little bit more complex than a 15-minute conversation. There is an element of feeling abandoned when somebody dies, especially when you had plans, especially when they were significant to you and they were significant to your growth and your existence. There is a sense of abandonment that comes in. Nobody talks about it because
Everybody doesn't want to be known as the weird guy that resents their mother for dying, or the weird guy that resents their father for dying, or the weird person that resents their husband for dying, or their wives for dying. But there is an element of abandonment that happens when someone dies unexpectedly and leave us with our own responsibilities and their responsibilities. Now, look at being a widower at the age of 24 with two toddlers. Are you saying that the only thing that you feel there is grief? Because if we are honest, right? If we can blame some guy that we don't fully even remember, or some auntie that we don't even fully remember that left us with our fathers when we were 2 years old, eh? And we can blame them for a lifetime of not having a parent. Imagine the one that was intentionally supposed to be there because you made vows. Imagine the one that you were intentionally building your life with, because it is with intention. There are unresolved abandonment issues that linger around death, that we don't bring to the forefront because it seems insensitive. But that anger that you feel when the dust has settled and nobody is around anymore and the children are irritating the hell out of you and your house is empty and your bank account is empty and the family is fighting with you and you have no one because your best friend died. That's abandonment. That's feeling like this person left you. It doesn't feel like they died. It feels like they left you. They left you to go and exist somewhere else, not here. And that feeling of being left behind and not the working through it would determine you understanding that in this case they could not prioritize, and if they could prioritize, they would prioritize you. But it doesn't take away from the fact that this is happening in real time, and this is our encounter. It doesn't take away from that at all. What self-abandonment would look like in a case where someone dies on you, right? And I'm not being insensitive or funny. I'm just trying to drill something into you so that we can heal, so that we can get better, so that we can understand ourselves. So that time when I was always angry. That time when I was always angry, and that time when I was feeling some type of way, especially towards the death of my husband, or the death of my wife, or the death of my grandmother, or the death of the provider, it was because I felt abandoned. That's what I want you to take from this. So, self-abandonment in the case of death would be you not acknowledging that what you feel is not sadness. What you feel is not grief, at least not in every single moment. In some moments, what you feel is abandoned. You feel left behind. You feel like someone left you, or your person left you. I'm not saying it is something that you feel every day. It's an emotion that can come in, you know, and it's an expression that can go out. But self-abandonment would be you not acknowledging it, because we try and label things as familiar as we can have it. I've been exhausted for the past week. there has been so much going on. Like, your workload, so much going on, right? And there is so much that I've had to do. And I've been exhausted. I've been tired. So you guys better believe that. Woo! I'm coming here with all the energy drinks in the world, right? So yesterday, I had a momentary high in terms of I did not feel tired. I was absolutely good. I had a bounce. I had relief. I had what looks like happiness and joy. But it wasn't happiness and joy. It was the climax before the crash. Because in the climax, there is this stillness and this blissfulness, right? And then the crash. It's like, oh, you're floating, and then 1 minute you're floating, and then the next you're plummeting to the ground. And that is exactly me yesterday, where the crash was eventually going to come, and it came. But the way I went through the day, I didn't feel tired. I didn't feel sad. I didn't feel happy. I was just in neutral the whole entire day. I was just in neutral. But when somebody asked me how I am, I said, I'm tired. And then I said, oh, I'm so tired. I've been saying I'm tired the whole entire day yesterday. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. And I didn't feel tired. Right? I didn't feel tired. It is because now you are not accustomed to feeling nothingness and being in neutral, and you can't identify the emotion. So if you can't identify the emotion, you give it an emotion that is more relatable. And what was relatable to me is exhaustion, because 90% of the time, I'm always exhausted. So that was my go-to. And I don't know if I was making myself, or trying to convince myself, or trying to convince others that I'm tired. But that was what I was saying. So trying to convince others, they shouldn't abandon you, while you abandon yourself, is ridiculous. We abandon ourselves in so many ways. It might not even look significant, and it might not even look detrimental right now, but it's detrimental. Because what do you think the toddler that's a bully becomes, if not a bully? Because you allow it, and then you wonder why people don't like your children. And it's weird when people don't like your children. And you know, when people don't like your children, you just pretend that you can't see it. But if your child is not a pleasant child, why is your child not a pleasant child? Because they fight for phones and embarrass you. And you are being bullied by a two-year-old, and you think it's absolutely fine, just so that you can get your few moments, ne, of silence when they are on the phone. You think you are trading. You are trading the rest of your life for silence while somebody is two. You are trading your future silence for silence right now when somebody is 2 years old. They are going to grow up and become terrorists. And you are going to be the maker of the terrorist for simple things. So today my children had tennis, or my son had tennis, and he had a tennis match, and we went. So at 8 o'clock we were already up and about, and we were running through Windhoek City with my tired self, right? And we get to the school, and the tennis they started warming up, and my son runs, and they are warming up and they are having their whole day. So around 12 o'clock, I notify the teacher that I'm leaving. I'm going to work, but I'm going to order them a car when they're done, and then she can just drop them home, and then she can go about her day. So on my way, or
as I was getting ready to start leaving, because it was very difficult to leave actually, because I think I'm an anxious mom. I think I'm one of those moms that are too active in the child's like sports life and whatnot, that I'm not sitting down as this child is moving, as Elo is moving, ne? Me, I'm also moving and I'm so invested in it. And I'm like, this is too much emotion for me. Like I'm, and as I'm trying to get myself to start leaving, Natasha is sitting by the other kids and the Powerades are the same. So everybody got blue Powerades, or is it purple Powerades? And she didn't see whose Powerade it was. She thought it was Elu's Powerade. And then she drank from it. Now there's this other child that's there, right? And one, this child, the kids were getting given uniform. And my son picked his number. His number is number 10. He picked his number. And then when they went to, the bathroom, or when he went to the bathroom, he comes back and the number 10 kid is not there anymore. And then he decides that, okay, if I'm not going to wear my number 10 because I already picked my number 10 and somebody stole the number 10, then I'm not going to wear anything at all. I'm just going to wear my own clothes because I only want to wear uniform that is written number 10. And it was the tennis coach was absolutely fine with it. And the problem is that it wasn't addressed, but okay. So today he gets to the sports field and he notices the one boy that's wearing his number. And he says that, I guess that's the end of our friendship because he stole my number and he's wearing it. And did he think that I was not going to notice? I kept quiet because I want to see how self-aware he is. I want to see what he does with some information and how he handles it. So he gets there and he didn't address anybody. He just intentionally chose not to be friendly with this other child. Like dead to me kind of vibes, you know, like, I'm not talking to you. And then, so now this child, right? This child is the same child that now goes to Natasha and says that, no, this is not Elo's drink. This is my drink. You drank my drink. And then Natasha says, oh, I'm so sorry, right? And he says, no, you must buy me another one. And then Natasha's like, okay. Natasha is a very nonchalant child. She'll say okay to keep you quiet and go about her day. Like, she just doesn't want noise. So if you're going to be talking your things there, she can, like, she's a type of child that walks away from you talking your things. And she walks away because she has no interest, right? She has very few interests. Like, in all honesty, very few, very, very few. And TV's at the top of her list. Not cell phone, not YouTube. TV, television, she wants to watch. Okay. So he goes back now to be more aggressive about her buying a new Powerade. And she now wants to, or he now wants to bully her into it. Like, yeah, you must buy me another Powerade. And then he says something profound. And this is why I keep saying that be careful in front of your children, because children, ne, have a tendency of bringing out your behavior through them in front of people. So he says something like, yeah, you must buy me another one. And I'm not asking, I'm telling you. And in that moment, I just saw his dad. Like, I just saw his dad being the guy that says that, like in their house, like, yeah, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. You know, and I went up to him and I said, oh, I was livid. I was very, very angry, but I had to remember that this is an 8 year old or something like that. I had to remember that. So I said, why are you harassing? don't push. There is authority that can bring you justice and bring the person that is the perpetrator to justice, and you can be happy. So something can be done about it. So don't push. What you do is you tell teacher, because now you want to beat this person because of the drink, right? And I cannot allow that. So go and tell teacher. And then he goes and tells teacher. Then he says, okay. Then he tells teacher. Then he gets another drink. Issue resolved, instead of bulldozing other people's kids, right? Because I was ready. I was contented. I was ready. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about self-abandonment, we talk about leaving ourselves out. We talk about doing everything else that is significant except care for ourselves. Like, self-abandonment is watching TV at night instead of setting up your things for tomorrow. You abandon yourself every single day of your life. You abandon yourself. You leave yourself behind so that you can go and, it's like you leave your house dirty so you can go and sweep at other people's houses. That's exactly what you do. And then you feel bad when people treat you like that, when people treat you like somebody that we can do things for later because she's not important, or him, he's not important. You feel some kind of way when that happens. But, I mean, is that not what you have been teaching? You've been teaching people that this is the way they are supposed to treat you. You've been teaching them every day that this is how I like things to be done. I like to eat last. So when people go and get takeout, they don't even ask you what you want. You eat whatever they don't want. So there are two burgers that are bought and chips and what and what. And you get whatever is in the bag. Because, I mean, you are the same person that eats later after us. So is it really a big deal? Of course it's a big deal. Must love yourself. But ladies and gentlemen, I, your beloved Elizabeth, ne? Ek chailano. Ek han tip tai tip. But first of all, we have to take the children to ice cream because Elu got an award. He won first place. So yay! I'm trying to take him away from the soccer because, they're not enough. They are not enough. A role models of soccer here to make me invest in soccer in my child. I'm sorry, guys. There are enough role models in this tennis thing, man. Yeah, so we are taking tennis, but don't tell him that I told you that he's going to be a tennis player. He will just keep doing it until one day he's like, but I used to like soccer, man. Where did that ever happen? I'll be like, I have no idea. All right, ladies and gentlemen, only you.
In my day, you bite in my day. When I see you, I know I'll be okay. You are the one that I feel, and you know that it's real. When I think of you, I know I'll be okay. It's you, my love. Anytime I sleep, I see you.
Only you, only you, only you. Say you never leave. Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Onsea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104. Eagle FM lets you express your...
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
No, I can't forget this evening or your face as you were leaving. But I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build. Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Thank you.
Global FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we have been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Stand!
FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.